Praise the Lord.
So glad to have each and every one of you here this morning. And I know that the Lord has something special for you. So just be ready to receive today. Praise God. I'm Pastor Sharon and this is Pastor Rock. And we just want to say that we are honored by having you today. And if this is your first time here, we'd ask you to raise your hand so our ushers can get you an envelope this morning, or a card. I'm sorry, a card. Okay. Everybody know we're all family here already. Amen. Okay, let's give God a hand clap this morning. Amen. Because he's here. He's in the house today. Amen. And he has something special for you. And I'm ready to receive. And I know you are too. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Turn over to Pastor.
Well, it is an overlooking time. Am I on?
Oh.
Am I on? Glory to God. Glory to God. I had it cut off. I didn't realize it. I pushed it the wrong way. It is neighbor looking time. I want you to look at your neighbor. I want you to smile at your neighbor. I want you to point at your neighbor and say, I came
to receive
God's good word.
God's good word.
This day.
And I declare.
I'm ready.
Are you ready?
To receive
God's good word.
This day. And I declare.
I'll never
be the same.
Again.
In Jesus' name.
Glory
to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we just plead the blood of Jesus over the rest of this service. We thank you that the eyes of our understanding are enlightened according to the hope of your calling. We thank you for revelation knowledge. We thank you that the word of the Lord will have free course in our midst. We thank you for strong utterance and strong anointing, and that your people make a strong drawing on the anointing of God. We thank you for answers coming in your presence this day. Holy Spirit, preach through me, teach through me. Help me to say exactly what I should say the way I should say it. Illuminate the eyes of my understanding, Holy Spirit. Help me, Holy Spirit. And Father, we are preaching and teaching your word, and you said signs and wonders follow your word. So we're believing to see signs and wonders follow your word this day in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Ask if you will to get your Bibles and go to Psalms chapter 5. Psalms 5 and verse number 12. Surely, Lord, you bless the righteous. This is the NIV version. You surround them with favor, your favor, as with a shield. In the Living Bible, Proverbs 4 and 18, but the good man, I really like this scripture. This scripture is powerful. I've never seen this before. Proverbs 4 and 18 in the Living Bible, but the good man walks along in the ever-brightening light of God's favor. The dawn gives way to morning splendor. The good man walks along in the ever-brightening light of God's favor. In Numbers 6 and 24 through 26 in the Living Bible, may the Lord bless and protect you. May the Lord's face radiate with joy because of you. May He be gracious to you and show you His favor and give you His peace. Now, I want to read some of the definitions of favor. And we've taught on favor a lot. Pastor Sharon's taught on it a lot. But I like to obey God. What God says to teach, that's what we teach. And He said teach on favor today. Favor is approval, support, or liking for someone or something. An act of kindness beyond what is due or usual. Preferential treatment. Overgenerous preferential treatment. A small gift or souvenir. Now, I know if you were here Wednesday night, Pastor Sharon used my illustration, but I'm going to use it again today. Okay, I went to get us food Wednesday. I know this is some of y'all laugh because you know what it is. I went to get us food Wednesday, and I was waiting in a long line or whatever, and it was taking quite a bit of time, but I wasn't in any hurry, and the guy apologized. He said, I'm so sorry, I'm here by myself, and I have, he said, like 12 people to wait on, and it's taking much longer than normal. And I said, don't sweat it. It's okay. Been there, done that. It's all right. And when he got my food, after a while, he got my food, and then he put out a piece of chocolate cake, a little piece of chocolate cake. He said, here. He wanted to bless me with a piece of chocolate cake. Of course, you know the deal is, Pastor Sharon is more than a conqueror. I got a little smidge of chocolate cake, but Pastor Sharon got the chocolate cake. as I wanted. That's that was by design, actually, because I could have ate the chocolate cake on the way home. You understand? Now, I said that, and I purposely, I felt like the Holy Spirit showed me to bring that out again, because that's something little. We would consider it little, and most people would not even notice. They wouldn't say that's the favor of God. They'd say that was the kindness of that man. But one of the definitions of the favor of God is the kindness of other people. Wait a minute. So there's some things that we're not recognizing that God is doing, but we're just not recognizing. Our eyes are not open to it. Hang with me on this. See, if we can't see Him in the little bitty things, we're not going to recognize Him in the great big things. And I'm telling you, the eyes of our understanding are enlightened. They're being enlightened. We hear the Word, and we, as Juan was saying about levels. See, we go into, there's levels of favor, and there's levels of recognizing the favor of God. And some people can't recognize it on any level. And some people are at the K-3 level. And some people are at the, you know, the high school level. I'm telling you, there are levels of recognizing the favor of God. And the more we open ourselves up to it, the more we'll see and the more we'll hear. Now, let me give you a scripture, and then I want to tell you something else. Proverbs 3 and 6. In all your ways, know, recognize. Now, this is, I think this is the NIV, but I'm not quite sure. Okay, no, it's the Amplified, a classic version. In all your ways, know and recognize and acknowledge Him, and He will direct and make straight and plain your paths. Recognize. Now, I'm going to tell you, years ago, there was a family that went here. They went here for a lot of years. Wonderful family. And I remember in particular, the lady mentioned after one of the Sunday morning sermons, she said, that was wonderful what was taught this morning. She said, it was great. And I said, well, glory to God. I'm glad you received something, and that's good. And she said, that's the first time I've ever heard that. And I said, really? And she said, yeah. And so I just thanked her, you know, for the compliment and thanked the Lord. And I was walking away, and I'm scratching my head. She'd been a member, her family had been a member for 8, 9, 10 years. I'd preached on that many times. Pastor Sharon had preached on it. Other people had preached on it. The first time she ever heard that message was that Sunday morning. She'd never heard it. She was just totally serious. She was not putting me on. She never heard it before. Okay, the eyes of her understanding were enlightened. She sat in the congregation and she heard the being read or preached, but she never got understanding of it. It didn't change her life in any way. It wasn't revelation to her. Revelation is when it becomes a part of you. You know, there's some of you, and I'm not teaching on tithing, but if you have a revelation of tithing, you could beat somebody with a stick and they still gonna have a revelation of tithing. You can't beat it out of them. You got a revelation of God's healing is for today. You can do anything. You can say anything to that person, but they have revelation knowledge of God's healing is for today. That God is a good God, and they see Him that way. They know He's that way. They know the character of Him, and they know Him that way. Some people never recognize and acknowledge God in little bitty things. When I said I recognize God in the favor, it was favor of getting that little piece of chocolate cake. A lot of people would say, that's silly. That's silly. See, but I believe that God's in every part of our life that we want Him to be involved in. He'll be there, and He is there. Even though we don't see Him there, it's because we're blind, not that He's not there. Do you understand what I'm saying? I used to work at a factory. I worked at a factory for 15 years. And there was a guy there at the factory that he didn't particularly like me, and I didn't particularly like him. He was a good guy. It was nothing personal between us, no hard words or anything like that. We just had different lifestyles and just different people. Okay? I worked with him for years. And I remember we weren't friends. I remember one day he came up to me. He worked in another department in the back of the building. And when I say the back of the building, I'm talking about like 2 football fields long. I mean, I'm talking about he's in the back and I'm in the front. And he came up to me in the front of the building. He works in the back. And he said, I saw the schedule for tomorrow. he said, you're working in such and such department tomorrow. And I said, yeah, I am, because they change us around all the time. And he said, you're running XYZ machines. And I said, yeah. He said, you ever run them before? I said, no. And I was leery of it, because I knew this is going to be a disaster waiting to happen. I've never done it, and I'd seen it done all over the floor before many times with this stuff, product going everywhere. And he said, He said, did they train you any? I said, about an hour and a half. He said, an hour and a half. I said, yeah, that's all they gave me. He said, they should have trained you like 4 weeks. I said, I know. And, you know, that was it. The next morning, 5 o'clock, I go in to do my job. I see him. His job is in the back of the building. He's on his first break. Get this. This guy doesn't even like me. He had just finished setting up my job. I came in early to set my job up. He'd already set all of my machines up. He doesn't even like me. Hang on. So he said, I got you all set. He said, this should just work until the paper runs out. It was the paper that folds around the Cheez-Its. And if the paper don't fold, Cheez-Its are on the floor. I've put many a Cheez-It on the floor, trust me. And anyway, so later on, the next break, he comes by again. And I'm actually getting off my break and coming back to the job, and he said, I got you taken care of. I said, huh? He said, yeah, I reloaded the machines. They're all ready to go for you again. I said, really? He said, yeah. And I thanked him. He did that 3 times that day on all 3 of his breaks. He fixed my machines and had them ready. Now, that's the favor of God. Hang on. See, I didn't even know what it was. At that point in time, I didn't know that was the favor of God. I just thought, well, for some reason, he's showing kindness to me, but I don't recognize it. Is that was my Heavenly Father saying, I got you covered, I got you back. I'll take somebody that don't even like you, and I'll change their attitude toward you. I'll get them to bless you and do good for you, because I'm your God, and I'll help you. That's the favor of God. You got to recognize it, and I'm telling you, it's there, even when we don't see it. I didn't see it. I didn't know anything about it, but it was still there, and it was still working for me. But I'm telling you, when we do see it, when we do have revelation knowledge and our eyes have been opened to it, there are greater levels in it, and we can experience it on a greater, higher level, like Juan was talking about this morning. I'm going to give you a bunch of little things. I'm going to just show you little things that we might not even recognize. Other day, I got an email from Walmart. I normally just go through and click my emails and trash them. You know, most of the time, unless it's something, you know. I'm sorry if I've ever trashed your email. Nothing personal. But most of it's just junk mail that I get. And anyway, I saw Walmart, and I said, I'll open it. I don't even know. I guess unconsciously led. I opened it. And it said about a clearance. And you could click on, and there was a clearance sale going on, stuff under $5. And I said, and I clicked it. And they had a bunch of clothes and stuff under $5. I'd never even seen this part of I've been on the Walmart website. I'm familiar with ordering stuff online and stuff. And I said, I've never even seen this. I ordered some stuff. Pastor Sharon, she really ordered some stuff. She had that, as Wanda said, what was it, retail therapy. Pastor Sharon was having retail therapy, you know, through it. And I was having a good time, but she was really in retail therapy mode. And this shirt that I've got on, it was $2 and something. I mean, now I know I'm a simpleton, but to me, just to me, I don't normally just pay just $2 for a shirt. You know, it just normally they're a little more than that. And I recognize that. I acknowledge that was the favor of God. And not only do I acknowledge it and I see it, my eyes are open to it, but I say, that was the favor of God. That helped me money-wise. Do you understand? If something helps you and it's cheaper, you get it on sale, that blesses you financially. It's not somebody maybe didn't give you a $10 bill or a $20 bill or $50 bill or $100 bill, whatever, but you God was giving it to you by you not having to spend it. Can you see that? Are your eyes being open to it? Sales that you just... I'll go back to we were leaving countries one Sunday after church, and we're in the drive-thru lane, and because we get ours and Granny's and we go, and we were getting the food, and the lady that gave us the food, she said, "This food took way too long today." We didn't say that to her. We weren't griping. We weren't complaining. She was complaining to herself. And she said, "This food just took entirely too long today." I said, "Huh?" She said, "So I put in banana pudding extra today, just so you'd have some banana pudding, just to bless us." Well, all right. Well, all right. I'm telling you, there's favor on us. Woo! I'm dripping with it. Banana pudding favor. Chocolate cake favor. Move up in line favor. Promotion favor. Raise favor. Favor with the employees that you work with. Favor in ways you've never experienced, at levels you've never seen it before. God's saying, "I'm taking you to a new level today. A new level of favor for your family. Favor with your family in areas you've never had before." Hang on. Hang on. You know, we get somebody that's at odds with us. And they're at odds. I got a trick. It's not a trick. It's the Word of God. Claim favor over them. Say, "I don't even like them. They aggravate me. I want to strangle them." I have favor with God, and I have favor with man, and I have favor with, and I name that name. You know what? You'll have favor with them. Something will change. The Word of God works every single time. It does not return void. That's how this is not just a history book. This is a book we apply in real life every day. And God's showing us, here's how you do it. Here, this is what will make a difference in your life. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. I've told this before, I'm going to tell it again. The Holy Spirit came on me one day and He just was strong on me. He said, "I want you to start claiming favor over all your bills." This is 2 years ago. He just kept on. I said, "What good would it do?" Now, this is me. Natural man has no understanding of spiritual things. I said, "What good would it do?" This is people that you don't know. My mortgage companies are people that I don't know. You understand? I've never met them. I don't even know where they're located. They're in a state far away. I don't know anything. I don't know any personal connections, nothing. But I did it. I claimed favor and I named them. I named all the bills. I started just naming them. I said, this just don't make sense, but I'm going to do it. I started doing it. We're sitting there in the house one day. Got a call from the mortgage company. I said, "Why are they calling?" And the lady said, "Would you like to pay your bill today?" And I said, "My bill's not overdue in any way." She said, No. That's not why I'm calling." She said, "I'm calling you to notify you. You have a $638 overage in your account." And she said, "This is not escrow. Escrow is a normal overage or underage that you could have from taxes or insurance." She said, "I honestly don't know what this is." She said, "But all I know is your payment's going to be $638 less, and we were calling to you and inform you, and if you want to make your payment now, it'll be $638 less than it would have been." I said, "Hook me up." Okay, now I understand that was the favor of God. Now you could say whatever, "I just don't believe in the favor of God." Well, I'll take yours. Because I'm going to get up to that level that they can take other people's. All right, I'm going to take theirs. They don't want it. They don't believe in it. Yeah, come on. Come on, yeah. I'm calling it in. Come on, favor. Come on, favor. Yeah. Glory to God. Two years ago, I ordered poly for our back porch for our dogs for the winter. It's very thick. You can see through it, but it's very, very thick. And it's pretty expensive. And they sent the poly, and then about 3-4 days later, they sent it again. I called Amazon. I said, "Y'all sent this twice. I have two of them." And the lady said, "Hang on a second." She talked to somebody, her supervisor. She said, "Would you like to keep it?" I said, "Absolutely." She said, "It's yours." She said, "You ain't got to send it back." $80. $80.
Now,
I understand that may not be favor to you, but to me, that was favor. That was $80 in my wallet that I didn't have to pay out this year when I did the porch. You understand? It affected me financially. Recognize him in little and acknowledge him. Very little. This is a little. I like a certain kind of almonds in the little cans, but there's a certain kind that I like. And they're $4 and almost $4.50 a can. But I buy them all the time. I like them. But I was online the other day doing some stuff because they had stopped selling them in the store and I'm having to buy them online. I know the price. I get them all the time. The only almonds that they had on sale were the ones I like. There's like 40 different kinds of almonds. And the only ones that are on sale are the ones I like. Hang on. They weren't $4.50 a can. They were $1.50 a can. Whoa. God, you want me to eat some more almonds, don't you? All right. I like it. Because I can get a lot more. You know what I'm saying? Now, I recognize that as the favor of God. My eyes are open to it, and I recognize it. And the more I see it, and the more I acknowledge it, and the more I say it out of my mouth, the more I'm open for it to happen to me again and again and again. It's a spiritual principle. It's thanking Him. Okay. A few years ago, we were in Pigeon Forge. We were in a... we went into a restaurant we love, and as we were, why is all my stuff about food? there seemed to be a theme here. I don't understand. It's almonds, it's restaurants, it's food. Okay. He blesses you in areas. Maybe yours will be shoes, but I'm telling you. We're in this restaurant. We're standing there. The hostess is in front of us, and she asks our name, and so we gave her our name, and she said, it's a two-hour wait. I said, all right, and we looked at each other. Then on the side, one of the waitresses had come out, and she said, I don't remember the name. I'm going to just make up a name. I'm going to say, she said, Smith family. This is the third call, Smith family, third and final call. I looked at the hostess. I said, we can be the Smiths. I said, we can be the Smiths. She said, well, all right. Me and Pastor Sharon went in there and ate in that restaurant. There are people outside. They're still in their cars outside. They're all over the lawn outside. They watched us walk in this place. We saw the same people when we coming out the restaurant. Yeah. Who are they? Who do they know? I tell you who I know. I got the favor of God and the favor of man. And I don't have to have natural connections. I have supernatural connections. My God. Woo-hoo. Okay, I'm just standing in line at Dollar General. There's a couple, I know there's a theme. There's a couple in front of me. I don't know if I had food that day. I don't know what I had. There's a couple in front of me. They're talking to the guy at the register. They're just having a good conversation, and he's checking them out. Next thing I know, they turn around. They see me. They finished, and the lady says, here, take this. It was a $5 coupon for the stuff that I'm fixing to buy. Now, you can say what you want to. I don't know them. They don't know me. I'm dripping with it. I'm dripping with it. You understand? I'm dripping with it. Woo, it's all over me. Me and Pastor Sharon, still a theme. We were in Dollar General up in Opelika, and there's a sale going on ladies' stuff on the outside of the store, and she's looking through this ladies' stuff, whatever they had on sale, and it was clearances, and she went up and asked the lady at the register some question about something that was out there or whatever. And the lady said, hang on. She left the register, went outside the store with Pastor Sharon, helped her shop. She left the register. Nobody's on the register. She left and she helped Pastor Sharon find exactly what she needed. Then she brought the stuff back in with Pastor Sharon. She sat on the thing, and she said, you know what? She said, I can get this cheaper for you. And she said, I can use my personal discount, and that's what I'm going to do. We don't know her. Never met her in our life. Say what you want to. I say, that was God. That's the favor of God. That's what that is. The favor of God. It affected my money. And she got retail therapy. So it's important that we recognize that God gave us the raise, that God gave us the promotion. Acknowledge it and say it out loud. Psalm 75, 6 and 7 in the Living Bible says, for promotion and power come from nowhere on earth, but only from God. He promotes one and deposes another. Maybe you're having problems on your job. Maybe your boss is being unfair to you. You better be careful, because you got the favor of God on you. And your boss may be looking for a job soon, very soon. If he doesn't treat you right over a length of time, there's a period of grace that God gives everybody. But I'm telling you, if they extend that period of grace, they'll be moved out of your pathway. Either you'll get a promotion around them, you'll get another job that's better somewhere else, or they'll be moved out of your pathway completely, out of that job. There was a time that I taught on favor. And the Lord had told me there was somebody in the congregation that morning. And he said, go tell them to claim favor, claim the favor of God on their job, claim the favor of God with their boss, claim the favor of God with their fellow employees. And I'm not sure exactly what I said. I know I said these things, and I believe I said do it every day, because I believe that was the instruction I got. But anyway, she said, I will. Well, 3 weeks later, she came back, and she said, I just got a raise, and I just got a promotion. She did this for 3 weeks. And she got a raise and a promotion. Now, I'm telling you, the Word of God works. Not just a history book. This is a book that'll work for us, but we got to work it. Psalms 90 and 17, may the favor of the Lord our God rest on us. So it rests on us. God gives us favor at different levels. Proverbs 3 and 34 says, he mocks mockers, but he shows favor to the humble. Now, favor doesn't flow to us when we're griping and complaining and have a bad attitude. It affects the flow of that favor. Look at your neighbor and say, I sure hope he's not talking about you. Then look at your neighbor and say, that stuff you were saying this morning, you need to stop saying that and start saying, I got a favor of God and a favor of man. And then we'll see more manifestations in our life. Amen? Can I give you all a few more? We were doing the grocery pickup at Walmart. We like it. Some people don't, but we like it. We like it a lot. Anyway, we got all of our groceries, and we've used it. We've used this thing like 30, 40 times. And this one particular time, they forgot some of our cold items. So they tell you if they've ever forget anything. I mean, out of 40 times, they only missed one time. So we called them up and just told them, and they gave a credit to us, you know, and we went and got the stuff the next time. Well, I checked my email, and they had sent me an email thanking me for, you know, whatever. And then they sent me a $20 off coupon in the email, $20 off. I thought that was pretty good. So I used, now see, that wasn't like fake $20. That was like real $20. You know, there again, it is a theme. That was grocery $20, you know, money for food. And so I used it. The same week that I used it, I checked the email again, and there's another $10 coupon in the email for that again. And I said, well, all right. So that's $30. They made one mistake, and they gave me $30. I said, man, they need to make some more mistakes. A month and a half later, they gave me another $10 in my email. I don't even know why they're doing it, but I don't care why they're doing it. I know where it's coming from. I recognize it's God, my Heavenly Father. I was looking to buy something last night for our kitchen, like a pan and something. And I told Pastor Sharon, I said, I'm going to go ahead and get that. I really want that, and I've been wanting it for a long time. And I said, we're going to go ahead and get that. She said, yeah, get it. And so I went online, and as I knew exactly what it was going to cost and everything. And when I got there to the place to get it, it was 50% off. And I said, okay, I'll put it in the bag. Then they said, and free shipping. I said, all right. I said, next time y'all can just pay me. Just ship it to me and pay me. I understand. Because I got that favor. You understand? Now, I know a lot of people will say, well, you know, I just can't. I'm not saying you've got to do it where you're drawing attention to yourself. But you acknowledge that it's the favor of God. You do it with you and your wife privately, or you do it with you and your friends privately. But you acknowledge that it's the favor of God. Don't miss that opportunity, because you're really thanking Him for what He's doing. You're recognizing the true source of where you got that. A couple of years ago, I called to pay off a bill. But all I said when I called in was, I'm calling about a bill. The lady on the other end of the phone said, you called on the right day. I said, why is that? She said, because the boss said, anybody that called in to pay a bill off today and would pay it off gets 30% off. I'm calling in. I'm fixing to do that. I could have called in the day before or the day after and I wouldn't got that 30% off. But to me, that was the favor of God. I called the cable company this week. Uh-oh. Hang on. I understand. I feel your pain. We're praying over the cable company. You understand? We're all praying over the cable company. But I called them, and I was asking them about the Wi-Fi deal that I saw on TV. It's cheaper than the one I got now, and it was a lot more powerful. And I was asking them a question about that. And they said, well, we could give you 50-whatever of Wi-Fi. That's more than you got now. And your bill would go down $40 a month. Yeah, I believe I'll take that. Yeah, I believe you're going to give me more, and I'm going to pay less. That was $480 less than a year. Yeah. Let me think. Yeah, I'll take it. Might not be the smartest knife in the drawer, but I still got some sharpness there. And that's my deal right there. If something is given to you, I don't care what it is, recognize that's the favor of God. No, you don't understand. That was my relative that did that. That's right. God can't use your relatives, because they're all heathens. They're no good, sorry, low down pieces of trash. God can't possibly use a relative. God uses everybody. You're a relative. God uses you. Well, that was my friend that did that. Mm-mm. That was God that did that. Acknowledge it. His anger is but for a moment, Psalms 30 and 5, amplified, but His favor is for a lifetime. I want you to stand. I want Pastor Sharon to come. Now I got a lot more. But I want y'all to do one thing to help me get revelation of this for all of us. Okay, this first section right here, I've got something, a word that I want y'all to say, and I'm going to let you practice it. It's recognize.
Recognize.
Very good. Okay, let's try it again.
Recognize.
One more?
Recognize.
Okay, the middle section, I want you, your word is acknowledge.
Acknowledge.
Oh. I've got one of y'all that is really good and the rest are pitiful, pitiful, pitiful. Okay, let's say acknowledge.
Acknowledge.
Hang on.
Recognize. Acknowledge.
They got y'all. What is the deal here? Y'all going to have to really broadcast this thing. I mean, come on now. I'm going to give you another shot here. Okay.
Recognize. Acknowledge.
Oh, we're getting there now. Come on.
Recognize. Acknowledge.
Okay, we're going. Now, out here, y'all got three words. See, I'm believing in y'all big. say out loud. I'm going to give y'all more than three words. I want y'all to say out loud. Here's what y'all are going to say. That's the favor of God.
That's the favor of God.
Say it again.
That's the favor of God.
And again. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Praise God. Praise God. Glory to God. Glory.
Awesome. Awesome work. Amen. Glory. You can be seated if you can this
Glory
morning.
To God.
Amen. God is so good.
Amen.
We recognize and we acknowledge the favor of God. And we're going to be more aware this week than we normally are. Even the little things, as Pastor said, even the little things. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when we recognize the little favors, we'll get greater favors.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Because that's like having a thankful heart.
That's right.
If you have a thankful heart, then you get more blessings.
Uh-huh.
But it's when we don't recognize what God's doing, we don't thank Him for the things, even from the least little thing, then He can't bless us with more. Amen. So we need to recognize, acknowledge that was God this week.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. And I want to just speak a word of blessing. I spoke it over the at the beginning of praise and worship this morning. And I just want to end this service with a blessing over you today.
Amen.
So be ready to receive what God has got for you. God is a good God, isn't He?
Amen.
Amen. And God has good things in store for His people. Praise the Lord. So I declare in the name of Jesus, you have the favor of God and the favor of man. I declare you are the anointed of God. You are strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. You are a victor. I declare you are healed. You are healthy. You are whole and you are strong, spirit, soul, and body. No weapon formed against you will prosper, and every tongue that rises up against you in judgment shall be shown to be in the wrong. I declare you are a doer of the Word of God. You are what the Word of God says you are. You have what the Word of God says you have, and you can do what the Word of God says you can do. I declare you are redeemed from debt, poverty, and lack. Your household is blessed and living under an open heaven. I declare the blessings of the Lord make you rich. Wealth and riches are in your house. Everything you put your hands to prospers. Everything, everything, everything you put your hands to prospers. I declare the wealth of the wicked, the treasures of darkness, and hidden riches in secret places comes to you. Hallelujah. The favor of God brings them to you. I declare you are a world overcomer, and you are victorious in Jesus' name. Give Him a hand clap of praise this morning.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The blessings of God make you rich.
Glory to God.
Amen. And when we get something this week, when we're blessed with something this week, we're going to recognize, acknowledge that it was the favor of God.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
Ashley, you can come at this time.
Amen. Amen.
Ashley, you can come. Amen. Awesome word this morning, wasn't it?
Praise God. Glory to God.